Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
When I grew up, I was extraordinarily skinny, and the jocks used to tease me and call me olive oil because I would wear my frizzy hair back in a tight ponytail, and I had the worst body image. And it seems like nowadays, Andrea, you're too skinny, you're too fat, you're too this, you're too that. It just seems like you just can't win. And it's not just affecting our girls, it's affecting our boys as well.
It absolutely is. And, you know, as a mom of three kids, I see, you know, I see it happen firsthand. I see it with their friends. I see how they speak to each other and names that they call each other, which is, you know, to me, it's so mind-boggling. And I really want to learn more about how to handle these situations when they come up. If someone says, you know, oh, you're fat, or they call their friends a certain name. So I'm excited to speak to today's guest.
Yeah, we've got the wonderful Marcy Warhaft-Nadler, a body image advocate, author of The Body Image Survival Guide for Parents Helping Toddlers, Tweens, and Teens Thrive. She's also the founder of Fit Versus Fiction Body Image Workshops. Hi, Marcy.
Hi, how are you doing?
It's great to have you on. You know, when I read the title of your book, I thought toddlers, oh my goodness, but you do see very young kids already, you know, beating up on themselves about how they look. What do we do?
Well, you know what it is? The first time that I had a parent call me and tell me that their five-year-old, I was a boy actually, their five-year-old son didn't want to go to school because he felt his shirt made him look too fat. The first time I heard that, I was shocked. By the third time I heard that, I wasn't shocked anymore. I was just very sad and frustrated because it is becoming more and more of an issue for kids as young as 5 years old, and it is girls and boys.
Yeah, you know, it's so frustrating, Marcy. You know, as you know, I mean, Marcy and I are friends, so I really, big reason why you're here today, Marcy, is because I know the fabulous work you do, and I would love you to be a regular on our show, because I think this is such important information. And, you know, I have an 8-year-old daughter, and my daughter just last week said to me, I bought her a jacket and it was cold out and I wanted her to wear the jacket and it was a puffy jacket. Mm-hmm. And she told me she didn't like it because it made her look fat. Now she's in grade 3. So my initial reaction is, okay, I have to email Marcy. How do you respond to that, Marcy? And how can you help us, you know, help other parents out there who are experiencing the same thing?
Well, it's so funny because that whole jacket thing, I mean, really the answer is you don't look fat, you look warm. You know, you'd look silly.
If Great answer. I love that.
Yes. If it was winter and you're wearing, you know, a little T-shirt, that's when people will look at you and go, oh, my God, that girl's crazy. But if you're wearing a warm jacket, you look warm. And that's the thing. I mean, size has become such an issue. And here's the thing, too, that I think is so important is that what you don't want to do. You know, I talk all the time about fat talk. You know, and I always say, oh, we can't talk fat talk. I think what's really important is we don't demonize that word either. You know, you don't want to say, no, of course you don't look fat, making it like fat is the absolute worst thing you can be, because it's not. You know, fat isn't an insult. Fat is an essential nutrient. We need it to survive.
right, exactly.
So we want to be careful that we don't go, oh, my God, of course you're not fat. That's crazy. That's just mean, you know, because it's not an insult. It's not the worst thing you could be. So we have to kind of take that word back. And just be careful how we react to comments like that as well. But it's interesting to me that you said that your daughter's in grade 3, also because I'm speaking to a group of kids tomorrow, grade 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and then parents in the evening. And I'm just thinking about the workshop that I have. And at one point I thought, is it too young? And I'm like, no, I reminded myself even when you said that no, it is kids that young that are dealing with these issues and bringing them home. And what's worse is when they don't bring it home and when they internalize it and you don't even know why they're feeling the way that they're feeling.
Absolutely. I mean, you make such a good point, Marcy. I mean, help me with this. I went to pick up my son yesterday from school, and now I don't have, you know, I've worked through my body image issues. I don't have them right now. I don't feel that I'm, you know, overweight. So I was probably a good person for this to happen to, but my son, I went to go pick him up. He's in grade 5. I'm standing with another mom, and he came up to me, and my son was being silly. He likes to act silly in front of his friends, and I guess I was holding my hand out, and he, like, took my, you know, underneath your arm, and he kind of, like, started jiggling the skin under my arm. Now, I started to laugh, and he kind of made a comment like, oh, it's jiggly or whatever, and I started to laugh because I know I don't have a lot of fat under my arm. It's just not, you know, what I have. It's not one of the areas that I'm ever concerned about. And the mother next to me looked horrified, and she was like, oh my God, I can't believe, you know, you're not even reacting. And I was like, you know what, it doesn't bother me because it's just not true. So what about for someone who it did bother? Like, how do you deal with that? How do you speak to, I mean, obviously in our house, we don't make a big deal about fat or fat issues. But how would you talk to your son, or how what should I say to my son in the moment to kind of say, hey, listen, you know, it's not what you say. I'd love some advice.
You know what, though? That's a tough one, because, again, it's kind of like, and I've been in the same boat, because that's something that I think my kids used to test me with the exact same thing. They would do that just to bug me, because years ago when I was still struggling, that would have just killed me. And so now I think when they would do it, it was to see how I would react, right? And it's just, it's kind of a weird feeling, but it's funny. And I think to sort of say that's not the right thing to do, I kind of think, why? Why is it, you know, like, why is it a bad thing to do? Yeah, because, you know what, I have a friend, and she used to say that her arms used to bother her. And then her son, when he was, I don't know, 6 years old, would go and he would feel her arms, and he'd say, I love your chubby arms. They feel so soft. They were comforting. She goes, well, what if I got really muscular, and what if I didn't have them anymore? He said, well, that would make me really sad. And it made her see her body in a different way. And it made her realize, you know, this is part of me, and he loves me. So we feel uncomfortable, and then that tells them that there's something wrong with the Jigglypuff under our arm. You know, it's not. Sometimes it's just fun to play with. You know, if he was being mean about it, then you say it's not fun to be, it's not nice to make fun of me for anything. But it's not particular that this part is soft and it's jiggly, and we think of that as fat, and that's bad. Like, it's, again, it's putting a negative connotation on something that really isn't negative.
Yeah, Marcy, it's so funny, because my daughter loves my, I'll call it my squish. I'm very curvy. You know, I'm 5'10", I'm 165 pounds, I'm a very large, you know, large, shapely woman, but, you know, fit large, shapely. My daughter, like, grabs me, and I have a big butt, and she'll, like, hit it, and I'll go, honey, I can still feel that. She's like, but it's soft, I love it. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh my gosh. And I work out a lot, and she's like, don't work out too much, I love how soft you are. Like, she's always, and it makes me feel better. And now, you know, that song, I've got, she's got a big butt or whatever, I always sing that, I've got a big butt, I don't know why. And we joke, and I say, but it's a good thing, and women are supposed to have curves, and it's okay. And, you know, so anyway, I've embraced my large behind.
And you know what, though?
On the radio. Woohoo!
Yeah. But here's the thing, too. Just to point out one little thing is that's an interesting thing, too. You were saying that growing up, it was the whole, that thing that we heard at the beginning with olive oil, you know, and how some kids feel.
Yeah, and now, yeah. Exactly.
Okay, but here's the thing. So when you said before, when you said women are supposed to have curves, we have to be so careful with that, right?
Because, oh, good point. Yeah, yeah,
because
I didn't
that's
have
the thing
any.
We hear, too. There's a lot of, because we're trying to be so body positive, we tend to sometimes see a lot of posters and things that say real women have curves. And the truth is, some women do. Some women don't have curves. You know, but we're all real women. Unless we're made of plastic, we're all real. So it's just some women are curvy, some women aren't curvy. And that's the thing, is we're all real women. There's just something.
I'm so glad you said that. You're right. Because I was so ashamed because I had no curves.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have lots of curves. And yeah, I guess that whole thing, I think women say that, the whole, you know, it's good to have curves because we feel like we're, you know, there's so much pressure to be a stick figure. But you're right, not everybody does. So it is a hard balance. So, geez.
It is a hard balance. And I had to learn that, because I'd go into school and I would focus so much on how, you know, we're so negative against the curvy bodies. And then I would have kids after saying, okay, but I'm uncomfortable because I'm flat chested, or I'm uncomfortable because I don't have the curves like some of my friends. I had this one girl who was 9, and she was very tall, you know, thin, tall. What somebody else, probably her friends, were looking at her saying, wow, I wish I had her body. But she was saying to me that the boys call her Sasquatch because she's tall. So
yeah.
She felt like a monster, you know, because she had really the body that other kids would look at and want to be like. So we really have to be careful to just be inclusive and just be body positive, you know, not a specific body.
I think at the end of the day, Marcy, it's about being healthy. And, you know, if we're healthy, no matter what size we are, as long as we're healthy, I think that's what matters most. And all I want to know is, where did the time go? Because we're out of time today, but we're going to have you back on, Marcy, because this discussion can go on forever. So thank you. Until next time, stay connected. Stay connected at Radio MD and Naturally Savvy, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.